The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
This is Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny. Jill Kirby, personal finance journalist. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
A Bank of Ireland, we heard them on News Talk Breakfast, making this decision to impose negative interest rates on cash it holds in deposits. So they're charging you to keep your cash. What impact is that going to have on pension funds, for example?
Well, pension funds have a substantial amount, usually, of cash. Hopefully not as much as it used to be, because there's no return on cash. But they do keep different cash deposits in different banks. So a big pension fund with billions and billions would probably be using a number of banks to hold the cash that they have as part of the asset selection of the various pension funds that they operate or that they manage. So this money, it contributes to the overall wealth of the person's retirement fund, but not very much these days. Since 2014, the ECB's deposit rate has been minus 0.5%. And what that means is that there's no return for anybody in having, for the banks, for even operating deposit accounts, which is why you and I, if we have any savings, are getting perhaps on a demand account maybe 0.15%. I mean, even a fraction of that amount that they're now charging the big pension funds to hold the cash. Just to make this clear again, I mean, the average pension fund has a selection of assets, mostly stocks and shares, bonds, and then other fixed interest accounts, which would include deposits. So it is the deposit rate that is the problem for the banks, and they're passing it on now to the pension funds whose cash they hold in their deposit accounts.
Realistically, Jill, is it going to be a big chunk taken out of whatever pension fund might be held in Bank of Ireland or whatever bank might impose these rules? Or is it largely insignificant over the course of a pension fund, which, let's face it, is probably 30 years?
It really depends, Jonathan, on how much cash you hold in your account. Now, I got a notice last week when this was announced by Bank of Ireland. I got a notice from the trustees of my pension fund, my private pension fund, to alert me to this fact. They also said, though, because I have very good trustees, they said, contact your financial advisor. So that is exactly what I did. I was pretty sure there wasn't a lot of cash in my account, but I contacted my advisor, Mark Westlake, and he said to me, Jill, don't worry about this. We don't keep any cash in your pension fund. And mine is an ARF, an approved retirement fund, which I've already drawn. You can draw it down from age 60. So I've already done that. And I said, oh, that's good news. He said, Jill, you know, why would we keep cash, which is losing money anyway, in your fund? Because there are always fees and charges that have to be paid on the fund, regardless of what kind of return you get. And that is the key point here. The problem is that over the years, different private pension funds, some of them occupational schemes, the ones that you join when you're with a company, or even your private ones, they give you a fair amount of leeway in what you want your money invested, what assets you want invested. And a lot of people are extremely wary of the stock markets. They're extremely cautious. They don't want to lose money, and you hardly blame people. This is for your retirement. So you get to choose, how much, what proportion of your money goes into what assets. And unfortunately, over the years, too many people have remained too cautious, usually because they don't get good advice, and they leave too much money in cash. Now, those are the people, both within the growing pension fund and then other people from around age 60 who, if they want to actually start, keep their fund, they're retiring, but they keep their fund invested in something called an approved retirement fund. Too many of those people have left their money in cash. And 0.65%, which is the negative interest that Bank of Ireland and the other banks are going to charge, it's not much if all you have is 100,000 euros in your pension fund. It's 650 euros a year. But if you have 500,000 in your pension fund or your approved retirement fund, that's 3,250 euros that the bank is going to charge your pension fund, your trustees, okay. whatever, and that can be a disaster.
So,
and that's because, and may I just say, the reason why it's an extra disaster is that returns have not necessarily been very good. And since March, pension funds have taken a hit. Many of them have recovered most of the losses that happened in March when the pandemic began and the global markets crashed. But don't forget, there's, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the next year
exactly.
or so.
And we don't know the outcome of that. So, I mean, the main thing is if it's in cash, you need to find out and talk to your pensions advisor.
Absolutely.
Jill Kirby, absolute pleasure as always. Thank you very much for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show. This is Jonathan Healy. Lots to come. Stay with us.